This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. RTD is tightening the rules at its once busy Union Station bus concourse. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
The underground bus depot near Union Station is relatively empty these days because of the pandemic, but people experiencing homelessness still use it as a shelter. Now, after two public health citations, RTD will no longer allow people to sit or lie on the floors. Eating isn't allowed either, and only two people will be allowed in a bathroom at the same time. The bus drivers union says their members have been attacked more often in recent months and applaud the move. Advocates for the homeless say drug dealers are to blame for an increase in crime and that more resources are the best way to help those in need. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The parent companies of the Denver Broncos are asking a judge to rule that a former owner's estate cannot block any future sale of the team. Pat Bowlen bought the team from Edward Edgar Kaiser in 1984. At the time, Bowlen gave Kaiser the right of first refusal on any subsequent sale. The Broncos now contend the agreement ended with Kaiser's death in 2012. However, Kaiser's estate informed the Broncos last spring that he transferred his stake in the agreement to a holding company. The Broncos have been working to settle ownership of the team since Bowlen died in 2019. 32 in Denver, it's 26 in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News and KRCC.